Welcome to Sunday Night Jam Session. So I'm a little chilled out from the rocker scene. I've got five new artists for you: Macklemore, Nancy Sinatra, Cut Chemist, Fishbone, and Amy Winehouse. So let's just start, because I think this is a pretty good playlist. So first up is an MC from Seattle, Washington. I got this from the Gov. Good look on that. His name is Macklemore, and the song is called White Privilege. And I actually really like this song, and I'm really feeling it because it's about white boys and hip-hop, and I think that there's definitely a place for them, and I'm making that statement now because I think there's this huge argument going on about, like, whether they should be rapping or not, and I don't even think that's questionable. I think anyone who feels that they're an MC should be able to. So, first song, White Privilege by Macklemore.
I nod your head and wake up. So many people lost who really try to pretend, but am I just another white boy who's caught on to the trend? When I take a step to the mic, is hip-hop closer to the end? Cause when I go to shows, the majority have white skin. They've marketed the windmill, the air flare and head spin, and white rappers' albums really get the most spins. The face of hip-hop has changed a lot since Eminem, and if he's taking away black artists' profits, I look just like him. Claim the culture that wasn't mine, the way of the American. Hip-hop is gentrified, and where will all the people live? It's like the Central District, Beacon Hill to the South End, being pushed further away because of what white people did. Now, where's my place in the music that's been taken by my race? Cultural appropriated by the white face. And we don't want to admit that this is existence. Still scared to acknowledge the benefits of our white privilege, cause it's human nature to want to be part of something different, especially when your ancestors are European Christians. And most whites don't want to acknowledge this is occurring, cause we got the best deal, the music without the burden of being black in a system that really wants you to rock. Cause all you need is a program and you can go and make hip-hop. And we hate the mainstream, cause we're the ones that took it. Now we listen to A$AP Rock and wear t-shirts that say Brooklyn. But it's not about black and white, right? I mean, good music is good music regardless of what you look like. But when you don't give them props, isn't that selfish? That's like saying rock was actually started by Elvis. So where does this leave me? I feel like I pay dues, but I'll always be a white MC. I give everything I have when I write a rhyme, but that doesn't change the fact that this culture's not mine. But I'm gonna be me, so please be who you are. This is something that's effortless and it shouldn't be hard. I said I'm gonna be me, so please be who you are. But we still own 40 acres, now we stole another 16 bars. Hip-hop started off in a block that I've never been to counteract a struggle that I've never even been through. If I think I understand, it's because I flow too. That means I'm not keeping it true. Nope. Hip-hop started off on a block that I've never been to counteract a struggle that I've never even been through. If I think I understand just because I flow too, that means I'm not keeping it true. I'm not keeping it true.
I don't rap about guns, so they label me cautious. But I don't rap about guns cause I wasn't forced into the project. See, I was put in a position where I could choose my options, blessed with the privilege that my parents could send me to college. Now who's going to shows? The kids in the block starving, or the white people with dough that can relate to my content? Marketed the music and now adapted to the lifestyle. What happened in jazz and rock and roll is happening right now. Where's my place in the music that's been taken by the media, with white corporations controlling what they're feeding you? I brought up A$AP Rock, but I'm not even dissing, dude. We love hip-hop, and what do you think the Caucasians are listening to? And I speak freely when I write this. If a black MC examine race, there goes half their fan base, white kids. And this is so true. And we didn't even have to fight the system, we just went and picked up the microphone too, and we got good at it. So we should be rapping, but only supporting them is like burning Jimmy and buying Clapton. Now Clapton's incredible, but no Jimmy, no foundation. So here comes history and the cultural appropriation. White kids with do-rags trying to practice their accents, from the suburbs to the upper class, mastering a language. But hip-hop's not just memorizing words, it's rooted in authenticity, something you literally can't learn. But I'm gonna be me, so please be who you are. It's something that's effortless and it shouldn't be hard. I said I'm gonna be me, so please be who you are. But as I'm blessed with the privilege, they're still left with the scars. Come on. Hip-hop started off in a block that I've never been to counteract a struggle that I've never even been through. If I think I understand, it's because I flow too. That means I'm not keeping it true. Nope. Hip-hop spot. Started off on a block that I've never been to, to counteract a struggle that I've never even been through. If I think I understand just because I flow too, that means I'm not keeping it true. I'm not keeping it true.
So the next song is by Nancy Sinatra, and I'm just going to say, Nancy's a G, all right? I love her, and I love her music, and the song that I'm going to be playing is called These Boots Are Made for Walking. I feel this song, every girl I know will feel this song, and I'll let you know, these boots are made for walking.
Me, something you call love, but confess you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah, and what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
So the next track tonight is another song by Cut Chemist from the Audience's Listening CD. And even though the song is really old, for some reason lately I've really been feeling it, and I miss Hymnal. I need to hear him on some more tracks. So the song is called What's the Altitude? I played the video last week, but I know there's a lot of people who are on iTunes who don't get the videos and they only get the podcast. So I'm trying to catch you guys up on some of the other songs that you might have missed. So the next song is What's the Altitude featuring Hymnal by Cut Chemist.
Come on! This one's going out to the fabulous fleas.
I played the cosmic heart, wanted to paint her picture. watcher. She said, don't even start. She said, love's like a drug and that this was chemistry. But with these chemicals, then how is this good for me? Her life gets better, she bred. Her man goes out of his head. Like birds of a feather, so we bled. Let's go together. And she said, so what's the altitude? I said, it's out of sight. What's with the attitude? And she said, it's alright. So what's the altitude? I said, it's out of sight. What's with the attitude? And she said, it's alright. She said, let's get away now. Let's go down by the bay. She turned her hand my way now. Watch out what you say now. Now the things you've been through make it seem like nothing could ever really last forever. But if you try, girl, we can do some things. She gave me headphones. Said, have you heard this sound? I think I've heard this one is totally underground. And I wouldn't let her go then. She wouldn't let me go. Just ask the neighbors, man, it's unbelievable. I played the morning rising, she played the setting sun. She said she couldn't stay when her night had just begun. So what's the altitude? I said it's out of sight. What's with the attitude? And she said it's alright. So what's the altitude? I said it's out of sight. Without abandon, we dance, we party all night. We party all night. We party all night. We party all night.
Along with the mean machine.
We made the perfect day when we played the night sun. She said she couldn't stay when her night had just begun. She wanted me to know what she didn't know herself. Said I was one among others. Hey now, that's something else. We played a vocal mission to play the cosmic sky. How can we make the distance? You've always known my eye. We're letting people know what we now know ourselves. That we are one among others. Hey now, that's something else. She gave me headphones. Said, have you heard this sound? You know I've heard this one, girl. Let's get out of town. This love is like a drug and we bonded chemically. We're letting you know better, living
along
through chemistry.
So the next track tonight is by Fishbone. I played them last week, and like I said, they're the founders of ska, which is like reggae punk, and the song I'm going to be playing is called Crazy Bald Heads. So I hope you like the song. I'm feeling it. It's really funky. All right, Crazy Bald Heads by Fishbone.
Of your God above,
we're going to chase them crazy.
coming with his kind of plan. We don't want to take no bribes. We'd rather stay alive.
And for the last song, I've been telling you guys that there's going to be another British invasion, and they're coming out with some really, really decent music. So the girl that I'm playing tonight is Amy Winehouse, and this was one of those rare gems from work. And it's called You Know I'm No Good. It's from the Back to Black album. So she's from London. The girl's got soul. I gotta give it to her. So enjoy You Know I'm No Good by Amy Winehouse.
Me out.
Well, that wraps up tonight's jam session. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I enjoyed spending the time with you, and I thank you so much for all the love and all the music that you guys give me. Until next week, this is Venus signing off. Peace and blessing. And before I forget, happy Easter.